This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Best shortly for part two of the Morning Farm Show. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended the day at 5:30 and a half, down 7 3/4. March wheat ended at 5:42, down 8 3/4. May wheat ended at 5:48, down 9 1/4. December corn yesterday ended at 364 1/2, down 9. March corn ended at 377 1/4, down 8 3/4. May corn ended at 386, down 8 3/4. November soybeans yesterday ended the day at 1010, down 18 3/4. January beans ended at 1009 3/4, down 20. March beans ended at 1014 1/2, down 19 1/4. December soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 372.50, down 2. January meal 354.40, down 20. March meal 337.20, down 36. December soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 33.07, down 96. January oil ended the day at 33.27, down 98. March oil ended at 33.49, down 98. And December oats yesterday ended at 342 1/2, down 4 3/4. March oats ended at 336, down a nickel. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois Kinder grain prices ended lower on Tuesday afternoon, with a private estimate of larger corn and soybean crops, and with harvest on par with the five-year average, grain prices went lower. And in northern and western Illinois, Kinder grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 11 cents at 321 to 338, while soybean bids dropped 18 to 20 cents at 960 to 994. In central Illinois, Kinder grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 9 to 10 cents weaker at 320 to 336, and soybean bids were down 19 to 22 cents at 975 to $10 even. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 8 to 9 cents at 315 to 335, soybean bids 19 to 21 cents lower at 960 up to 1012, and the wheat bids dropped 3 cents, ranging from 419 to 467. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 20 cents down to 9.95 to 10.20. Basis steady, ranging from 15 under to 10 over January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 407.50 up to 432.50. That's steady to $1.80 per ton higher, with basis steady to $2 per ton higher, ranging from 35 to 60 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended mixed, ranging from 355 to 362, with basis mostly 4 to 9 cents stronger, ranging from 10 under to 3 under December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 10 cents lower at 330 to 340, with basis steady to 2 cents higher, ranging from 35 to 25 under December. Soybean bids along the river dropped 17 to 21 cents at 9.98 to 10.11, with basis ending mixed, ranging from 12 under to 1 over January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower at 3.61 to 3.62. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 25 to 27 cents, with quotations at 10.30 to 10.35. Soft red winter wheat closed 7 to 8 cents lower at 406 to 503, and Milo down 8 to 9 at 394 to 395. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 337 up to 356. January soybean bids range from 974 to $10 even. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 338 up to 360, January soybean bids at 978 to 1009, and in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 345 up to 362, January soybean bids 995 to 1027, and June-July delivery wheat in southern Illinois, those bids range from 484 up to 5 1/4. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December hogs ended the day at 87.97, down 87. February hogs ended at 87.80, down $1.20. April hogs ended at 88.70, down $1. December cattle yesterday ended the day at 166.65, down 40. February cattle 167.40, up 12. April cattle ended at 166.27, up 47. November feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 237.12, up $1.55. January feeders 231.60, up $1.80. March feeders 228.52, up $1.60. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with Tuesday the 4th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 10 cents lower in a range of 73 to 86.75, with a weighted average carcass price of 84.83. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $60 to $66, 4 to 5 weight at $64 to $67, 5 to 6 weight at $67 to $69, and over 600 pounds, $69 to $71. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $55 to $61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 13,140. For the opening report for United Producers Livestock Auction, estimated receipts were 367. Steers and heifers were 1 to 2 higher. Slaughter steers choice at 165 to 172. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 154 to 164. Slaughter heifers choice at 163.50 to 171.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 166 and on a dress basis at 262. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 377 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $95.67, which was $2.27 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $250.14, which was 59 cents lower. Select carcasses at $238.49, which was 91 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, slaughter cattle was estimated 115,000 compared to 114,000 last week and 118,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000 compared to 432,000 last week and 434,000 one year ago. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for November, $3.39, for December, $3.62. Corn delivered to Scottville for November, $3.33, and for December, $3.53. Beans delivered to Greenfield for November, $9.88, and for December, $10.13. And beans delivered to Scottville for November, $9.88, and for December, $10.13. Wheat delivered to Scottville for November, $4.65. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $3.39, corn at Scottville, $3.33, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $9.88, and wheat at Scottville, $4.65. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
For today, across mid-Illinois, partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the low 60s with light south winds. For tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 40s. And for tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers, high temperatures in the upper 40s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the mid-30s, high temperatures in the upper 40s. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, a tenth of an inch of rain, a half inch recorded by Rich Henry of Staunton, a half inch here at the Weather Center. Right now, light southwest winds, the barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy skies on this Wednesday morning, right now 39 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
1,500 vehicles, 4 days only, free dealerships, one mission, wipe out the competition. It's the Wood River Auto Wipeout. Federico Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Auto Centers Nissan, and Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River, all battling for your business. Don't miss the Wood River Auto Wipeout through Monday. Savings of $8,000. Lenders on site, a tidal wave of pre-owned, 26 May, 210 models, all at wipeout prices. Zero down, $99 a month, the biggest savings of the century. The Wood River Auto Wipeout ends Monday, 255 exit 6. Look for the waves and save.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you on this Wednesday morning by the CNB Bank and Trust. Now with 13 locations to serve you and by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections. And we'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Hi, this is Dennis Wiesman, grain originator for CHS Shipman. Marketing is a difficult decision for producers, even in a year with great prices. The job turns very stressful when great yields create low prices. Our goal is to help you through these difficult times and to identify and capitalize on selling opportunities that will make your operation successful. Please call Phil, Jack, or myself for our latest market outlook or follow us at chsshipman.com. Thank you.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854.
For a look at this week's grain markets, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of red on the screen. We started to break the markets lower to start the week. It was an active weekend of harvest progress, and the USDA's weekly crop progress report showed that the corn and soybean harvest was much further along than anticipated, and so traders are starting to work now with the sense that corn and soybean crops are getting bigger. The next Monday's USDA crop report will probably see an increase in its production estimates. Yesterday's export inspection report showed a record 101.8 million bushels of soybeans were delivered during the previous week. That's more than what the entire ending stocks were for the last marketing year. So that shows that the pipeline is flowing. And while demand is very strong, especially for soybeans, but also pretty good for corn as well, the supply is even bigger. And for a while, we rallied the market in October because of harvest delays and farmers weren't delivering. But now those on-farm storage is filling up. Corn and soybeans are making their way to town, and things are starting to flow. And so futures traders are saying, you know, this rally's probably over. We're probably overpriced, and so they're taking prices lower.
And I'm sure that that is something farmers do not want to hear. In their opinion, crop prices are low enough as it is. How low do you think we're going to see prices go here?
Well, I really think there's a real risk that we could see prices fall to new lows. I think that this market is still vulnerable, that we could test $3 for corn, that We could maybe, if it keeps raining in South America now, the weather pattern is turning much more favorable. It's still early May in our growing season equivalent of, so a lot could happen. But for now, the weather pattern looks very favorable for South America. So with all those factors, the big crops that we've got, I think that we're vulnerable to making new lows, and soybeans maybe dropping below $8. So will it happen? I don't know. Nobody knows what the markets will do. They don't have to do what you think they have to do. But it's pretty hard to build a bullish case right now as long as the rains are coming in South America. If they produce a big soybean crop and some of the local estimates are an 8 to 10% increase over last year, then that would build on the surplus soybeans even with the big demand and could start dragging on corn, pulling corn lower as well. So right now I think you have to be in a defensive mode if you're unpriced and make sure you have price protection beneath you.
And I'm sure with these huge crop numbers and low crop prices, people are looking at different ways to use the crops. So how are biofuels looking right now?
Well, ethanol, we've seen a big drop in ethanol prices, and that has certainly raised a lot of eyebrows. But when you look at the overseas demand, it remains good. And I think overseas demand exports of ethanol are going to keep profitable margins for ethanol producers. In fact, we're seeing Brazil has now cleared the way to increase the blending with gasoline to 27.5%. So that's moving through right now. And local analysts believe that we will double exports of U.S. ethanol into Brazil to 600 million liters over the current marketing year. Europe is going to take U.S. ethanol. So as long as we can freight it to the export terminals with our logistics issues, I think we're going to see profitable ethanol. When you look at the livestock industry, it's going to take some time to rebuild the cow herd, but the hog industry is showing signs of getting control over the PD virus. Eradicate it? No. Manage it? Yes. And so I think we're going to see an increase in feed usage. Cheap corn buys demand, and I think we're going to see that demand growth globally. Not just here in the United States, but globally. So cheap prices do stimulate demand. It will buy our way out of here. It may take some time, but I think we're in the process of carving out those multi-year lows, depending on weather patterns that we see, and going to build a strong demand base for the future.
And I'm sure that grain producers are eager to see the livestock herds grow and replenish because they are the number one consumer of our crops.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's always been a partnership between the grain producer and the livestock producer, and we want to see that continue. And these cheaper grain prices certainly should be a breath of fresh air for those feeding livestock. And in fact, it's ironic that with the freight problems that we're seeing in the northwestern Midwest and very cheap corn prices up there, that we're seeing a dramatic shift north into the northern plains, and particularly into South Dakota and Minnesota, of cattle feeding. So we're seeing an expansion of the feedlot belt up in that area because of the cheap corn. It's actually stimulating a change in the livestock industry, responding to the lower costs of grains. The farmer is very innovative in finding ways to make things go. It's going to be more difficult. I'm bullish agriculture long term. I think there's great opportunities in agriculture. But we've been through a period where the profits are just almost handed to producers. We're going to have to work harder to get those profits. We're going to have to work harder to maintain, make sure we're using a business approach and locking in our margins to make sure that we're in business a year from now. We're much healthier than what we were 10 years ago, but it's going to be a little bit more of a struggle over the next year or two. But I think there's going to be great opportunities for the producer who takes a business approach to the farm and takes advantage of what the market gives them and has a plan and the discipline to follow that plan.
Suderman also went more in depth as to how the livestock markets are doing this week.
Well, as we look at livestock, we went through last week, the packers pretty much won the battle with the feeders, and we were $2 lower on the cattle, cash cattle prices. The previous week, the feeders won the battle. So last week, the packers won it, and they did so by getting a larger control of the formula cattle, the contracted cattle, being aggressive. And sometimes, and what they've been doing over the last few weeks is not only just buying ahead with basis contracts, or in some cases buying the cattle and then putting them back on feed to put more weight onto them to be delivered a few weeks down the road. And so what they're trying to do in essence is raise the weight of the cattle to try to meet the need, but also try to get more control over it so they don't need as many numbers as well. And the question is out whether it's still, whether it's going to work or not. But for last week, it did work. We're coming into a period of time now at the holidays of holiday shortened slaughter schedules, so their chain speed is not going to be what it has been. Slaughter numbers are starting to drop, but demand is dropping off as well. And I think one of the big questions for the beef industry is, will they be able to hold demand up enough to hold prices up with pork prices falling so far? And that's a real legitimate challenge, I think, for the beef industry right now, and very possibly may portray the high in the beef market if pork prices drag beef down.
Now, beef has been concerned about when they were going to see a drop for a while now. They made it through the summer months, it seems, better than expected because consumers were still wanting to buy their burgers. But I'm sure as colder months set in, it's not grilling season anymore, that maybe now beef will see its long-awaited drop.
Well, and that's a big question mark. If you were to hold demand to the levels that we've been at, there certainly are not enough animals to meet that demand as we go into the winter. So that alone would suggest higher prices this winter. But with pork prices dropping so hard, the consumer could finally make that switch over to pork and poultry, particularly with pork supplies looking like they're going to be ample. And so you can actually have the rationing and demand at lower prices rather than higher prices. So that's the big debate in the cattle market right now. And frankly, no one in the industry knows how it's going to play out. Futures traders are betting that it's going to play out in the term of rationing at lower prices. And so that's why they're trading at a discount to the cash market, because they believe that the high is in. They've been wrong before, but lower pork prices mean and give them better odds that maybe they'll be right this time.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.